This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, we're here in Acapulco for day number three of what is going to basically be almost a week of live broadcasts from not quite a rooftop, I mean, but it seems like we're on a rooftop.
It feels rooftop-y.
Yeah. We're at a very, very beautiful location in a very nice place. Mark, you were just checking the weather in Acapulco. We learned last night that there really isn't that much rainfall here, despite it being a coastal city.
About 53 inches per year.
And then you were just looking to see if it changes much from the wintertime to the summertime, and what did you learn?
Right. I mean, you know, coming from New Hampshire, where
there's drastic change.
Right. I don't have it pulled up here in front of me, but the difference between the mean high in February and the mean high in July, it's a big difference.
Yep.
Here in Acapulco, it's not even 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow. That's amazing.
This doesn't make a difference. You know, it's always
so
this
year
way.
Round. It's like this. Yeah. Is what you're saying. Maybe a little hotter during the summer, but not that much.
Right. And you know, Acapulco isn't the resort town it was a few decades ago, but there's still a lot about it to like.
Well, I mean, there's certainly plenty of resorts here still. So, I mean, I don't know how many of them have gone out of business, but it seems to be a bustling.
It seems to be where
city.
The people from the Mexico City and Mexico City and that sort of thing. They come to
vacation.
Yeah, to vacation.
Makes sense. So we're here. We will take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. And, of course, we're gearing up for the upcoming Anarchapulco event that is going to be happening in just under a week's time. It kicks off on Thursday. We'll be going out there to get things set up next week. But we're going to continue doing live shows right up until the just before Anarchapulco kicks off, because we can. And we get the equipment to do so. I'm putting together a little update for our email list, which you can go and sign up for over at freetalklive.com, which will give you a kind of a picture of what our remote studio looks like here, and the incredible view that you can get in Acapulco for approximately $1,100 plus the power bill.
That's right.
Is basically what you got here. You got bedrooms.
We got 6 bedrooms, 5 baths in what appears to be a very new or at least renovated structure.
In good shape.
$1,100 for the month of February.
Right.
That's four weeks. It's been very, very nice.
It has. So toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. Also, we have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, which you can join by going to discord.lrn.fm. Just jump on into one of those, and we will get you on the air here with us. Mark, you wanted to talk about there's some kind of a green deal, some kind of thing that's being pitched in D.C.?
Yeah,
I've heard about it, but I really don't know any details.
The Green New Deal. And
the first New Deal was a pretty raw deal, so I imagine this one isn't going to be much better.
Right. These things that are put out are often terrible stuff, but this Green New Deal is, you know, put out by, to some extent, the Ocasio-Cortez, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the anti-Trump gal, you know, the opposite of Trump.
The socialist lady.
Yeah. And a number of Democratic Party presidential hopefuls, including Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Kirsten Gillibrand, Jillian Castro, Beto O'Rourke.
I don't know who most of these people are.
Well, I mean, so I know some of these names.
Yeah.
And you're going to know about them because some of them are running for president.
Yeah. That's where I've heard some of the names, but I just don't know anything else about them. I know who the AOC chick is.
Well, let's go through their
cute
proposal.
Ugly ideas, though.
Right. Ugly ideas. Deadly ideas.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Warren. You got that name?
Cory Booker. Yeah, wasn't she like one of the Democratic people at the top dogs?
I read a headline. She threw her head.
Wasn't she Massachusetts? Isn't she Massachusetts?
Right.
Okay.
Nothing good comes from there.
No.
Speaking as somebody who's just over the border.
Right. So this is a bunch of presidential contenders teaming up to propose, what do they call it, a Green New Deal?
Yep, and I've got here from thefederalist.com a list of, some of the crazier parts of the Green New Deal.
Let's hear it.
So the timeline is 10 years, and here are some of the goals.
Meaning, would they have to implement these things within
the hope,
10 years?
The hope
okay.
is to
If
implement.
This passes, and it may
won't,
not.
And they know that. It's a proposal. Proposals don't start with passing, but ban affordable energy. The Green New Deal calls for the elimination of all fossil fuel energy production, the lifeblood of the American industry and life, which includes not only all oil, but also natural gas, one of the cheapest sources of American energy, and one of the reasons the United States has been able to lead the world in carbon emission reduction.
Yeah, that's
also
not going to happen.
They didn't mention in the Federalist Papers, it's really the Federalist.com, that it's really important that they're also banning nuclear power. Look,
wow.
If you want green energy and you want to ban nuclear power, you don't understand energy.
Well, apparently you don't want people to actually travel at all because, I mean, yeah, there's some battery-operated cars. In fact, you've got one of them. You've got one of those battery hybrid charger
things.
A hybrid charger. Yeah. But it's got, like, plug-in, too, so I guess that's different than your typical hybrid, right? So it's electric slash...
Well, actually, the new hybrids pretty much are plug-in.
All of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, why not put a bigger battery and then be able to charge the battery at night?
Yeah.
Cheaply.
So you've got one of these things. You voluntarily decided to do it because you didn't want to support the oil industry. It was a choice that you made as a consumer.
Right.
They're saying they want to force that same decision down everybody's throat, no matter how poor they are, because, you know, you might have been able, as a relatively successful man in his late 40s, you might have been able to afford one of these fancy new hybrids.
I got the car in my early 40s. I think we've had the car, I think I got the car in my late 30s.
Sure, but the average person isn't going to go out and buy a brand new car. Maybe they do.
No, we spent too much, but that was back when the Prius plug-in technology was new.
Right.
But I will say
these things still aren't cheap. I mean, my point here is if you are, 25 years old and you got an old beater that you're driving around, some oldie from the 1990s, a Toyota Camry or something like that, and, you know, that's about all you can afford, all of a sudden these politicians come in and they're like, well, now you got 5 years and you got to upgrade, you got to get yourself one of these plug-in dealies. And switch completely over to that system, even though you may not be able to afford it. How many people are going to be completely unable to drive from point A to point B?
They basically did this with the Cash for Clunkers deal, too. They essentially made it so that, you know, poor people can't afford cheap cars by giving out subsidies to get rid of, the lowest-end cars. You never find that $1,000 car that runs anymore.
Could you really in the past?
Oh, yeah. You found that.
I never found that. I found it back in, probably around the turn of the century. I spent about $1,000 on a car, and it was just a piece of garbage.
I understand that you have had some bad luck with vehicles in the past, but yes, you can find.
Yeah, okay. I'm just telling you, back then, $1,000 was going to buy you problems. Back then, you would rarely find a car.
An old car is problems.
Yeah, you would rarely find a car for $1,000 that doesn't come with serious issues.
Everything has car payments. Every car has payments, right?
Sure, whether it's the payments you're making to a car company or a bank or whatever. But look, the point is, Mark, this isn't going
to fly.
That's what
the third point is, by the way, to eliminate 99% of cars.
Well, we'll get to that. But the point is, you know, just on point number one, it's not going to fly. The oil companies are no slouch when it comes to political lobbying. And assuredly, they have enough politicians in their pocket. Even if it were a Democrat Congress, and it is, and a Democrat president, this proposal wouldn't fly. Those people have all kinds of money, and they have all kinds of influence in Washington, D.C.
Sure.
This is just for image.
Well, but that's the problem, though, is that the image, people like the image. But American voters, the problem isn't that there are crazy politicians with crazy ideas. The problem is that people will vote for those politicians.
Sure.
That's really the issue. Look, these atrocities that have happened worldwide don't happen in a vacuum. It's not one lunatic that does them. It's a bunch of people.
Yeah, that's true.
They want to gut and rebuild every building in America. Markey and Cortez want to retrofit every building in America with state-of-the-art, energy-efficient, I repeat, every building in America. That includes every home, factory, apartment building, which will all need, for starters, to have their entire working heating and cooling systems ripped out. and replaced with, well, whatever technology Democrats are going to invent in their committee hearings, I guess.
Talk about a huge government make-work program, huh? I mean, you want to talk about the ridiculous government infrastructure spending that they just spend countless billions of dollars on. This would be incalculable, the amount of money.
I love the energy efficient cooling and heating when people, you know, these architects get together and they try to make the best house for, you know, work the best way. I think that's awesome.
That's cool.
I love it.
That's a cool hobby.
But you can't just take whatever tech you come up with and stick it in any home and suddenly it works.
There's more coming up here, and plus the amount of money and energy you'd have to spend doing all of that would be ridiculous.
How about just tear all the buildings down and rebuild them greeny?
There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. You want to share your thoughts? 855-450-FREE.
Want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. Freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
to Free Talk Live. Live from Acapulco, Mexico for the next several days, and then we'll be at the Anarchapulco event coming up next week. By the way, you can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Free Talk Live is brought to you by AnyPay. If you've got a retail business and you've been looking to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, maybe Dash, Zcash, and others, go to anypay.global and you can get signed up there. And when I say sign up, I mean you create a username and a password and you're in. That's it. There's no approval process. There's no bureaucracy. There's no paperwork. You just get in there, put your cryptocurrency wallet addresses into the back end, and then load the app on your point of sale device. That's it. You're done. You're accepting Bitcoin. You're accepting some other cryptos as well. In fact, they just reactivated Bitcoin Cash on their system. Plus, there's even now Ripple available as one of the cryptos you can accept through AnyPay. Go to anypay.global, and yes, it is free if you're a merchant to accept cryptocurrency through AnyPay. That's anypay.global. We can go to your phone calls and thoughts. We have been talking about this green proposal, a so-called Green New Deal. I think we got through like point number one. I don't know, was there 10 points?
Yeah, there's several points, and we've gotten through a few of them. Yep.
So we'll get to more of that coming up here, but first let's go to the phones, to the fun. We got Dana on the line in Maine. Dana, you're on Free Talk Live.
Great show, folks. I hope you can hear me.
Welcome. Yeah, we got you. Go ahead.
I'd like to address a question. To me, it's the most important question, and I've never heard it addressed in any honest, intelligent way by any political group or anybody in the mainstream media. That
All
question
right.
is, who creates our money and how do they do it? And I can count maybe 10 people in my life who honestly understand this question, can answer that. And I've been listening to you folks, and I've never heard you guys condemn, which makes me think you don't truly understand it, you've never condemned the many special acts of legislation that have been, they've enthroned these banksters. These banksters, we are nothing but slaves to these. And I believe, although there's never been any honest audit done, most of the people that I've found that have done any study in here, conjecture is that these are foreigners that are largely in control of our money supply. And also,
okay, so let's just pause you right there, because you already asked the question, and I don't want to get too deep into the continuing statements before we can respond to it. I don't know how new you are to Free Talk Live, but I mean, we have condemned the government money system here run by the Federal Reserve and all central banks all around the world on a multitude of occasions here on this program. So
no, that's not I wouldn't call it a government money system at all. These are private
I would call it quasi-governmental, because the president appoints the chairman of the Federal Reserve.
There's that, and also the Federal Reserve also is the guaranteed lender of last resort to the federal government, so they've got a sweetheart deal with these people. But yeah, you could claim the Federal Reserve as a private organization, kind of like how you might be able to claim
banks. It's a cartel of private banks that operate with special information. They have special foreknowledge as to the future market conditions. They can they're a cartel.
Agreed. Yeah, they're absolutely a cartel. They're government mandated as a cartel. They have what's called legal tender, which is a law that forces everyone within the geographic limitations of the United States to accept their money as payment for all debts, public and private. It says it right there on the Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah, and we've spent a lot of time going through it, and our solution for it is that we've come to the conclusion that it's not the private banks aspect of it. It's not the fiat currency aspect of it. It's not the government money aspect. It's the government money aspect of it that creates the real problem. The fact that government is deciding what is money and what isn't money is the root of the problem here. And that's one of the reasons that we support cryptocurrency. We support the owning of gold and silver and these sorts of things.
You guys yourself are trying to get cryptocurrency accepted as legal tender down in New Hampshire. That's what makes money.
Well,
that's what money, the definition of money. is...
No. Hold on. No, wait. Whoa. I got to correct you on something. The definition of legal tender is the form of money that the government mandates that everyone accept as payment for all debts, public and private. That's what legal tender is. No one that I've ever heard in New Hampshire is saying that cryptocurrency should be considered legal tender. That is money that has the force of government behind it, and that would be contrary to all of the principles that most people who are into cryptocurrency hold. And those principles are to get away from central money systems, to get away from government money, to get away from mandated currency that can be. You said fiat's not a problem, Mark, but I disagree. Agree with you there. Fiat's a huge problem when it comes to a mandated government currency because they can just issue.
It's because fiat is the end of the evolution of government money, because the government will always say, yes, you should accept our money that's backed by nothing because we're the government and we're really good people.
And they can print as much as they want,
obviously,
at will, which is a huge problem.
But the problem is that people understand it as government money. Here's what's going to happen every single time with government money. First, the government says, okay, we'll hold all the stuff of value, whether it's gold or silver or seashells or whatever the hell it is. And then we'll issue you some paper or metal receipts for that. Mm. And then at some point or another, they're going to say, well, we're going to issue 10 times as much as we have in receipts. And then it's going to be, oh, well, now we're just going to issue the receipts and we're not going to have the gold
and
silver
anymore.
That's what governments do. They're liars.
Right, exactly.
Well,
so, go ahead.
Well, wait a minute. You guys have got me off there. Not only are there notes been made receivable and dues to government, and that's the big one, by the way. Whatever the government declares that you have to pay in taxes has been, in the course of history, has been the money in that jurisdiction. The other thing that they're allowed to do, these banksters, these private banksters who have fooled people into thinking that they're public somehow, quasi-public. This is a private. They've never even been audited for crime.
Dana, before you go on with that point, I mean, look, it wouldn't matter to me if the Federal Reserve was private or government. Either way, it's a monopoly money system, and it is not okay to force one particular form of currency down other people's throats. So I don't know why, look, if it weren't a mandate that people had to accept this stuff, then would it matter whether it came from a private organization? Because when it comes to private organizations, you can choose generally whether or not you want to use that private organization's money. So, for instance, if you want to use Walmart bucks, that's your choice. If you don't want to use Walmart bucks, then that's up to you. But if it's the Federal Reserve, you have to.
Yeah, but we have to pay our taxes, and as long as we can only pay our taxes with Federal Reserve notes, then that is going to be the money of account here in America. And you have never... I heard you some time ago, Ian.
It's not okay wherever it comes from, because taxes aren't okay. When you force people to pay taxes, you're threatening them with violence if they don't do it. So whether you have to pay taxes in Federal Reserve notes or gold and silver, the taxes there are the problem. Now, it sounds like you got more to say, Dana. Hang on. We'll bring it back. We can continue the discussion here. Because, look, yeah, I don't like monopolies, whether they be private or whether they be public, whenever they're enforced by the Federal Reserve.
Makes everything better.
Yeah, there's more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And yes, that was some kind of car alarm in the background. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
As expected, Massachusetts Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren has launched her 2020 campaign.
This is the fight of our lives. The fight to build an America where dreams are possible, an America that works for everyone.
She made it official in an announcement in her home state. She'll make stops in New Hampshire and Iowa over the weekend. There are calls for impeachment for Virginia's lieutenant governor.
I believe these women. He needs to resign immediately. Should the lieutenant governor fail to do so, on Monday, I intend to introduce articles of impeachment.
Patrick Hope, Democratic member of Virginia's House of Delegates. Two women have now come forward to accuse Justin Fairfax of sexual assault. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco, Mexico. Still able to take your calls live. Our number is 855-453. The live Saturday edition here, 855-450-37. We're talking about, and I hope we're not miscommunicating here or talking past one another with our caller on the line.
I suspect that's what's happening.
Well, and that's why I wanted to keep him on, because I feel like there was some of that happening, and I wanted to, you know, see if somehow we can kind of come to some sort of mutual understanding about these are, you know, to me, very important issues, the issue of money. I mean, was it Rockefeller who said something about, you know, he who controls money, like, controls everything?
Rothschild.
Rothschild. One of those guys.
I care not about a country's politics, but give me control of their money and blah, blah, blah.
And that's that. So we've got Dana on the line in Maine listening to us online, I think actually on our YouTube stream. And Dana, welcome back here on Free Talk Live. I also wanted to correct maybe a misunderstanding about what's happening in New Hampshire. There is a bill that's been proposed, so it, you know, it's still in subcommittee right now. It hasn't even been voted on by the full House or even a full committee. But the bill is a proposal to allow the New Hampshire government to have a plan to accept Bitcoin for payment of some sort of taxes. Now, it's not clear for which taxes it would be accepted, but they would have to have a plan that they would have to use that to accept it for something. And so that actually solves one of your objections that you brought up earlier about feeling like you're forced to use this, what you describe as private banker cartel money. I described it as government money, but either way, it's kind of both. But these U.S. dollars to pay taxes, this would give you a choice in New Hampshire of something else with which you could pay taxes. Is that something that you actually value? Is that a good idea in your book?
I if if I if it I don't like a money that has been created by any special interest group to be in control of the creation of the money. Money is
okay. So that's not okay. So maybe you don't know a lot about Bitcoin, but Bitcoin was not created by a special interest group. Bitcoin was created by Satoshi Nakamoto, and we don't know if it was one person. We don't know if it was more than one. We don't know if it was more than one person or one person. So we don't know if it's a he, a she, or a group of people. We really have no idea. But the thing about Bitcoin that maybe you don't know is that it's open source. So the code is completely viewable to the entire world. Anybody that knows programming can get in there. Right. So it's not a cartel, it's not a private company or anything like that.
It's a great system, and it probably, I would say that a system like that could be used. Let me get back to, first off, I asked the question early on, who creates our money and how do they do it? Most people are unaware, and I don't think you guys have ever mentioned it, most of our money is created in private commercial banks. Through the process
That's correct.
Of fractional reserve deposit creation.
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot, actually.
Legislation that has been passed in the favoring banksters, which have basically enthroned them. Once you have control of the money, you're the apex corporation. You basically have
no doubt about it. That's why they got to be too big to fail. Right, but you didn't even when you mentioned the term, you didn't explain it. So let's take a moment, Dana. Hey, Dana, hang on, okay? Let's just explain because you just kind of brushed over what fractional reserve banking is. That not only does it give these banks the ability to loan money that doesn't exist, essentially the banks get to create money out of thin air when you sign the loan paperwork. So yes, this is something that we're very familiar with and we've talked about. I don't know, again, like I said, how new are you to Free Talk Live?
And Charles, it's just only about 8 months. I'm a little worked
up. Okay.
I heard you talk sometime
ago. Yeah, it sounds like you are.
Was Ian, you said that some time ago that you didn't care about equality. Now, I think you were talking about equality of outcome. I'll give you that. But I would loudly assert that I definitely advocate for equality of opportunity or equality
under
the law, an egalitarian society where everyone is treated equally. When you have a group of people, i.e. these private foreign, a lot of people say they're foreign bankers, who have special privileges in money creation, controlling the money, being able, having special foreknowledge as to future market conditions, when and when to buy puts and calls and how to thrive in the derivative a market. You are enslaved. We are enslaved. Money is the great scoreboard of life, Bob, and it there's nothing fair, honest.
There's no doubt about it that the government money system, there's no doubt, Dana. I'm just going to put you on hold here for a moment. There's no doubt that the government money system is part of the reason why people are enslaved to the system.
I mean, I further agree with Dana that it does affect the quality of opportunity, equality of opportunity. There isn't equality of opportunity if you have all the foreknowledge, if you know what's going to go on.
Also, if you have the printing press and you can just turn it on and crank out money and give it to all your buddies.
And what we can see with these banks is sometimes that foreknowledge is still irrelevant because we had the banking crisis in 2008 or whatever,
right.
Six, eight, I don't know, it just kept on rolling on whenever you decide it all began. I mean, you know, these people were too big to fail. The government gave them money. They gave money to the auto companies, but they don't give money to you and me. If we go out of business, who cares?
It's part of the reason that we encourage people to get out of the old banker money system and put their value, that you create value, you know, when you go out there and you work in the marketplace, put the value that you've created into something that is not manipulated by these bankers and by these governments of the world. And right now, the best choice, in my opinion, and I'm no expert, is cryptocurrency. Now, there are a bunch of different options out there for cryptocurrency, but almost all of them are independent. They have nothing whatsoever to do with banks. And they are volatile, right? Like, so you don't know what's going to happen with the price day in, day out. So I wouldn't say put all your eggs in one basket. It probably makes sense to have some cryptocurrency, some gold and silver as well, even though there's some allegations that the stocks of those things are manipulated. But at the very least, if you're holding on to precious metals, then that gives you control over that, physical control in that case. So those might be a couple of different ways that you can take your value out of the U.S. dollar or whatever, if you're an international listener, out of the bolivar, out of the Canadian dollar, out of the peso, and put it into something that you actually have control over. You get to decide. When you hold cryptocurrency, you are the person who holds the keys to your wallet. There's no banker. There's no government cannot come in there and take your Bitcoin out of your wallet. It just can't be done unless you decide to give them the keys to it. And I wouldn't do that if I were you.
And the other thing I would say about cryptocurrency is it's been much more successful in undermining government currencies in the last decade that it's existed than gold and silver has been for the last five.
So here's what I'd like to ask you, Dana, is do you have alternatives personally? And if so, what do you prefer?
Oh, I got some nice southeast facing land. I got to use Federal Reserve notes, though, to pay the property taxes on that. I can't use Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
You'd starve if you had to use just Bitcoin. Right, guys?
Hey, actually, that's not true.
Listen to David Hickey.
No, that's actually false as well, Dana. I'm sorry, you just don't have a lot of good information here. Actually, I use Bitcoin regularly to eat food in my hometown of Keene, New Hampshire.
And I think even more importantly, you can go to Save at Purse, that's saveatpurse.com, and you can buy anything that they have on Amazon, and you can get it at a discount between 25 and 30% if you want to get it in that general vicinity. If you're willing to wait a couple of days extra, which means that you can get all kinds of bulk food, if that's what you want to get. I mean, obviously, fresh produce is going to be a little more difficult, but it's a coming. You can get you can go to Bitcoin.com, and they've got relationships with these cards. You can get a Whole Foods gift card. You can go to Whole Foods, and you can buy all the fresh vegetables you need. Yes, you can get your whole diet on Bitcoin. You probably can't go out to a coffee shop in most towns and get a latte, but a lot of them you can.
It is still new technology, and it's already to the point that you're describing, Mark. I mean, we're only 10 years in to Bitcoin as a thing. I thank you, Dana, for the call tonight. It was an interesting discussion, and I appreciate it. Feel free to call in any other time to talk about whatever you want, and that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3. And I appreciate him being willing to, you know, come in, you know, come on the air here and explain what he thought we believed, because most of it was wrong. You know, we are not in favor of the banking cartels. I personally wish I didn't have to have a bank account. You know, I would love to get away from that system, but part of what I do is I try to help people get into cryptocurrency. I run a couple of vending machines that sell it, and I got to have access to the old banks to move money into Bitcoin.
I think that currency is a very important conversation. I just don't think that mass radio audiences tend to find it very exciting, and sadly.
Well, whatever. I don't care what they
think. He's right that it's important.
I don't care what mass audiences think. Money is very, very important, and if you don't think so, well, you need to rethink yourself. There's more coming up.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com. Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. We're here in Acapulco, Mexico. We got everything from car alarms going off to, well, you just missed some fireworks in the background. There may be more where that came from.
I heard some opera singer.
Somebody's cranking out some tunes in the background. This is, well, we're here. We're live. And so it's Ian and Mark here in our remote studio, semi-outdoor remote studio here. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms as well over at discord.lrn.fm. We can get back into the Green New Deal. We were going through some of the major points, Mark, that you wanted to highlight about this awful proposal. We can get back into that, but you made a comment at the end of the last segment there about how you didn't think people thought money was interesting.
Yeah, I tend to think that that's the case.
And
I'm
I think that's
we should
not
talk
true.
About it. I think it's important.
I think that's not true. I mean, I think most people think money is very interesting. They're very interested, and most of them are getting more of it. Most of them probably, you know, would like to have a better lifestyle, and they
sure.
understand that that money can help make things more comfortable. It's not going to solve all your problems in life.
Well, I have a little advice in the world where you can't do anything about government fiat currencies. Pay off debt.
Yeah, that's good advice.
Pay off consumer debt first, and then start working on debt like your house and that sort of thing. I mean, you got to pay it off.
Consumer debt meaning like credit card?
Credit card, yeah. Student loan, yeah. Things like that. I mean, student loan isn't really consumer debt. Student loan's the worst kind of debt. Don't get in that if you can avoid it. But if you're already
stay out
there,
of that. Yeah.
And I'm sorry.
Kids stay out of student loans.
Yeah, it's just, it's the new serfdom.
By the way, I do want to say thanks to, I think, Gary, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, because money is important, and we like to ask our listeners to support us directly, because you know what, this is the new world where we don't have to go through the
gatekeepers. Because we're not NPR and we don't take it at the point of a gun.
Yeah, we don't have to go through the old world gatekeepers, of the old method of, I mean, we do have advertisers and they're wonderful and we're grateful for them, but it's important to have direct support because we can from our listeners, and the ad program allows you to do that. And Gary's a silver amplifier, which means that he's given $5 a month to the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And yes, you can AMP with Bitcoin as well. Most people don't, but it is there. It's an option because a lot of people want to hold on to their Bitcoin. And I don't blame them for that. I understand that. I think that's a mistake. However, I think you ought to, if you want to spend Bitcoin, buy some more. Right? So you don't want to deplete your Bitcoin reserves, because if you're getting Bitcoin because of the reason we talked about earlier, which is to get out of the old system, protect your wealth from the old system's ravages of it, then, you know, presumably you wouldn't want to spend it because you don't want to deplete your reserves. So just buy some more. If you want to buy something on Purse that you mentioned, saveitpurse.com, buy some more Bitcoin before you load it up on Purse.
It's true.
That way you're not, that way you're not getting rid of the amount of Bitcoin that you have in store. There are so many people, Mark, who have told us, people who today love Bitcoin, they're totally into it, who told us, oh yeah, I wish I'd have held on to that Bitcoin that I got back in 2013, but I bought it at X and it went up to 2X and I sold it at 2X and thought I did great and now it's 20X, yeah. You know, from what it was then, and they're feeling sorry. If you had just bought more, then you would have been doing all right, rather than just spending it all down to zero. So keep that in mind. You can join the app program. We can do it with PayPal. We can do it with credit card and Bitcoin BTC. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Get signed up there, just like Gary did, who is a longtime Free Talk Live amplifier. So thank you.
Thanks,
for that.
Gary.
Yeah, thank you. So yeah, money is definitely important. It's certainly not the focus of this radio show. We're not a money talk show. But at the same time, when it comes up, I would say we know probably a little bit more than a lot of talk show hosts about the subject. It's something we've gotten into in detail here over the years on Free Talk Live. We're not investment experts.
Yeah, we're of the opinion that there's that old saying that there's for a thousand hacking at the branches, there's but one who's attempting to strike at the root. I think that's Thoreau. And
yeah.
we attempt to strike at the root here on Free Talk Live, and we think that, well, maybe the government control of money isn't the root, but it's sure somewhere near the trunk.
Yeah, I mean, no doubt, because I mean, if you think about what the government's able to do with its ability to just print out money via its buddies over at the Federal Reserve, they can do anything they want to do. You want to go to war, an unpopular war, no problem. Just print out the money and force the troops to go to the unpopular war. They'll do it. They'll do whatever it is they're told to do, even if they disagree with it, most of them. So all they got to do is just crank out the printing press and then send all that money over to their military-industrial complex buddies. But if enough people actually got out of the government money system and got into cryptocurrency, then they would be able to disempower the government. If enough people did it. I mean, it would take a lot of people. It would take a sea change. It would take a tremendous popularity for cryptocurrency in order for that to happen.
Yeah, I mean,
but it could happen.
Yeah, cryptocurrency's on the it's got a wave going. It may very well go somewhere. It may not. I don't know. It all remains to be seen. I think for me, what I'm looking for are things that I can implement in my life that are going to make me freer today.
That is something that makes you freer today. Because everything, look, we know it could go down in value. So there's obviously risk involved, right? I don't want to be unclear about that. If you're getting into cryptocurrency, don't put in what you can't afford to lose. That said, if it does continue to take off, as many people believe that it will, that's money that the government can't target anymore. They can't devalue it. When the government prints out money, which they do all the time,
yep.
Some governments do it at different levels, at different amounts. So, for instance, Venezuela is going crazy with it, and they've got what's called hyperinflation as a result of that. And, you know, you walk into a bar, buy one drink, sit down and finish it and buy another drink, the price has gone up. So that's how crazy it is there. The same thing happens in the United States. It's just on a much slower scale.
Much slower, yeah.
Everyone knows it's true, right? Like, if you've been around for a couple few decades, you know that 10 years ago, you could get more groceries in your grocery cart for $20 or $100 than you can today. And 10 years before that, you could get more in that grocery cart for $100 than $100 would buy today. So we all know inherently what the government is doing to the money supply. You may have the same number of dollars in your bank account that you had 10, you know, hopefully not 10 years ago, but if you did, it wouldn't buy as much. Your standard of living goes down as a result of this policy.
Well, you're making an argument for deflationary currencies, and I agree completely with your argument. However, if you bought cryptocurrency in the last 13 months, you're not saying to yourself, wow, I'm really protecting myself from inflation.
I already said,
where's my money?
I already said there's risk involved, and you shouldn't spend what it is you can't afford to lose.
I think that's a better argument, and that argument is, think about the $1,000 and how you've wasted $1,000 in a variety of different ways in your life. If you want to go ahead and put $1,000 into cryptocurrency right now, you could be doing very well in 5 years, or you could have wasted it, which is just like the other thousands of dollars that you have wasted in your life.
Right. We don't know what's going to happen, but cryptocurrency is, in my opinion, the most important thing to happen to money in many generations. I mean, it is the only, it's the only form of money on the planet right now that actually puts control into the hands of the individual. Now, you could argue that, well, you know, you don't get to program Bitcoin, so what if the Bitcoin programmers make a change that people don't like? Well, there's good news. There's about 2,000 other cryptocurrencies out there, at least, that you can easily transfer into. Most of them, certainly the top 100, are relatively easy to get in and out of. So if you decide that something's wrong with Bitcoin, or you're spooked, you can move it out of Bitcoin, move it into something else, or maybe diversify. Once you get into Bitcoin, maybe you decide you want to get a little bit of Ethereum, or you want to get a little bit of Dash, or you want to get some of these other ones out there. All of these things are not controlled by the government money systems, by the bankers, by the Federal Reserves of the world, the central banks of the world. And that's why they hate it. That's why these bankers hate Bitcoin. That's why the governments are afraid of Bitcoin. Because what it indicates, and, you know, Roger Ver, credit to him for figuring this out long before we did, this is one of the most important tools that we could possibly have to not only protect your wealth into the future, in theory, if it keeps going up in value. Certainly, you know, the government money's going to go down in value. You can count on that. But to potentially protect your wealth and make you more independent from the current status quo in the government system. That's incredibly valuable. And as people start to realize that, as more people start to accept it at their businesses, as more people start to use it in daily commerce, which we see happen every single day in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, which is one of the crypto capitals of the world as far as local businesses accepting cryptocurrency. And now you've got New Hampshire potentially accepting it as tax payments. Again, hasn't passed yet, but it's being talked about, and maybe it will pass. It got a unanimous vote in the subcommittee hearing that it received.
Could pass.
So there's all these drip, drip, drip. There's all these, you know, little bits of good news coming around from all around the world about cryptocurrency.
Go to Bitcoin.com if you want to see this news.
There's a news site there,
yeah. I watch their YouTube videos that they play. I think they put them out every week.
And like you said, some of the smartest people in the world are developing these cryptocurrencies and the software that helps the cryptos get into people's hands and such, like Edge Wallet, which is a great wallet. So more coming up here in moments. We got hour two next. We'll get back into the Green Deal on the way to so-called New Deal. It's Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.